Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now...
Professor Peter Phillips is our guest. We've got him for another 15 minutes. We're going to take your calls right now. We're talking about the elites. We're talking about the electronic voting machines. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. We're talking about the Iraq war. We're talking about the censored news. Right now, let's go to Donna in Mass. Donna, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And Professor Phillips, good afternoon. I'm so offended by what's been happening on Capitol Hill. I retired from the Air National Guard a couple years ago. They finally allowed me to. I was involved in Desert Storm, Kosovo, Bosnia. I didn't realize what was truly taking place until radio, and it all made too much sense. But I also wanted to respond to John, who called earlier from Massachusetts, regarding our right to own guns in this state in the middle of the night. Our licenses were not renewed. The police determined that my husband and I were a threat to polite society because we are no longer allowed to have any guns. They even took my husband's diving knife. That's how they see it.
That's what happens after they register the guns. You go serve
right.
This country overseas.
Yeah.
Saddam let his people have guns, but we can't here. And Bush has doubled the size of the BATF. Do you have any questions or comments for our guest?
Yes, what people really need to look at doing is hiding guns with people they can trust or in places where they cannot be perceived or located by the police. I think it's not legal.
Donna, I hear you. Call me back sometime when I've got more time. It's an interesting story. I want to hear more about it. What about that? How do the liberals, the mainline liberals, deal with that? You know, they love Che Guevara with his AK-47, but Americans having guns is bad. Well, if Bush is becoming a dictator, we're getting to the point of camps, and you know, you're talking to former Nazi resistance people. I mean, what about Americans if things really get bad? I mean, having to defend themselves, Professor?
I support the Bill of Rights.
Well, that's
and
good.
Certainly, and I think we have to stand for that. I would hope that part of a violent response is they've got. They've militarized the police forces in the last 30 years. There's SWAT teams everywhere. And the minute we get, if there's a violent resistance, we're going to get massacred. I really feel that we have to stand up in a nonviolent manner. And
well, listen, I'm not for violence, sir. I'm talking about if troops are coming to take you to a camp.
They can't put that millions of us. I mean, we're not alone on this. That millions of us stand together and say no to this corruption, this power, these war criminals that and you stand up everywhere, they can't, you know, and you demonstrate and you can do nonviolent civil disobedience.
Professor, I agree that if it gets violent, it'll escalate it somewhere we don't want to go. But if it really goes to that, little 30-man SWAT teams in cities, I mean, you ought to know how many veterans I know of serious combat. Believe me, those SWAT teams are in deep trouble. Those SWAT teams won't show up to work, my friend. Most of them are on our side.
I think it'd be tragic if we went there. We need a nonviolent social movement.
I agree. No, the globalists want to escalate it. They go out and try to provocateur stuff, Professor, as you know.
Yeah, they declare martial law, and then we have to refuse to follow it.
Yes, sir. Stay there. We'll come right back and get into electronic voting machines, take some more calls. We're all over the map. It's great. with Professor Peter Phillips of Project Censored. You can find the 2006 Project Censored on store shelves
everywhere.
Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarnblin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live. I'm going to try to keep our guest. He's got to go back to his classes and his students, though, here in the next 10 minutes or so. So we'll let him go here pretty quick. I want to take a few final calls for you, Professor, sociology professor, expert on these elites, on what's happening. Give us your take, Mr. Phillips, on the electronic voting machines. I mean, there's been so many thousands of articles and investigations and employees going public saying it's all a big scam. Senator Hagel owning his own voting machine company. He's behind 15 points in the polls, but magically wins. Now we're seeing stuff we've never seen in modern elections, where people that clearly should be losing are winning, and it's always where these machines are in play. Where do you see this going?
Well, our Censor 2006 book, available now, has a full chapter on voter fraud and the theft of the 2004 election. We now know that 8 million votes were changed in the voting machines across the country. But it only happened where there was no paper trail. So in California, the exit polls matched the results of the election. But in 13 states, and it was only in these 13 states, literally, 8 million votes were changed. So the exit polls showed Kerry winning by 5 million votes, and Bush won by 3 million. So that's the 8 million vote gap, and they only occurred in states where there was voting machines without a paper trail. So we know there was fraud in the last election. The election was stolen, and we would very much like to have an investigation into that and find who the perpetrators were. But that seems to be, actually both parties seem very reluctant to do that. They do not want a populist movement rising up and saying, we want fair elections in this country. They want to continue to pretend that it's all okay, there wasn't fraud in the last election, and maybe the Democrats will inside try to control it, but maybe not. And it doesn't look like any major protection for us has happened. So we've got fraudulent elections in the U.S., there's no doubt about it.
And that's hard. That's a hard pill to swallow. But I've studied
it
in depth.
It's hard for people to understand. I mean, it's sort of, you know, it's like 9/11 conspiracy. I mean, these are what we call threshold concepts. You know, you got to open that closet, and it's scary, and you got to cross the threshold and go into that dark place and find the answers to voter fraud, 9/11, and you know the power base of this country,
but
what they're
course,
doing and how they're lying to it.
But of course, Professor, for them to steal the election, Kerry had to be a ringer, which he was. He didn't complain. He didn't speak out. He was pro-war, pro-attack Iran. So they can't just steal elections. Let me just finish. They can't just steal elections. They've also got to have stage candidates.
Well, if you look at the difference between 80 million voters didn't. I mean, 80 million people eligible to vote didn't vote in the last election. And they look at the two candidates and they go, what's the difference? You know, abortion, and maybe that's not a big issue for them. Social Security, they didn't really understand that. So it boiled down to who did what in Vietnam. I mean, there was really no difference. Kerry wanted to continue send more troops into Iraq. He wanted to continue the policies in Colombia. He wanted to continue $3 billion a year to Israel. Those policies aren't any different. So most people, they go, why bother? And, you know, whether Kerry knew or not that there was fraud in the election, he conceded and it was over. I mean, it was a done deal. And the media didn't want to cover it. And they still don't want to cover it, election fraud. There's a good book coming out from Seven Stories Press by Steve Freeman at University of Pennsylvania, a statistician, who's showing how, you know, all the numbers on election fraud. It's in our book, too, and it'll be in our impeachment book as well. You can't keep denying this. I mean, there was fraudulent election in 2004,
well, sir,
and in 2000.
Sir, there are thousands of cases of this. I mean, we have Republican operatives jamming phone lines during elections out of the White House. I mean, we've caught them. I mean, these guys.
We know, but the parties have always done that. Johnson stuffed ballots in his first election in Texas.
But now it's mechanized, and you have the Help America Vote Act, where they're federally paying to put in the scam machines.
Exactly. But you know, it could have been, it doesn't have to be a big conspiracy. 10 guys in a room on the internet could have hacked these machines and changed them. They were all on the internet.
They were designed
with... We know that
SAIC
had the security codes in San Diego, and Diebold wanted to see Bush reelected.
They've had experts, computer experts, look at this, and they say these companies are designed with back doors that are designed to then cover up their entry. They're designed for fraud.
Cody has proven those the machines are hackable, and we can verify that votes were changed by the exit polls, which can't be that wrong. I mean, it's millions to one that the exit polls were that wrong. I mean, so the math is on our side. So we've got a major problem in the country, and we've got to have people wake up and say, we're not going to allow this fraud to continue.
Play that dictator clip. Play that clip of Bush, because when you have this going on, I mean, this is dictatorship. When you have someone who's not been elected twice.
I just heard that played the other day, too, on a different station.
Yeah,
and,
let's go ahead and roll that clip. Do you have it, guys? Here it is.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I mean, this isn't a joke. Well, we've had their employees.
Well, he was playing it as a joke, but the reality of it is even scarier. You know, you can play that and say, and he can just simply deny, oh, it was just a joke, I was just kidding.
Well, by this isn't a joke, I mean the election fraud, the declaring he's above the law.
Not at all, no. And it's not just Bush and Cheney. I mean, that's what part of our global dominant research group is about. I mean, you've got hundreds of people that are in very powerful positions all over this country that want to see these policies continued, want to see continued military spending, want to see continued expansion and a continued war against terrorism. They make money on it. So we've got to stand up to that and say and absolutely say no.
Well, you're a professor, and I'm going to let you go here in just a moment. I'm going to go to your calls, folks. He's got to go. But there's the funding mechanism. Big universities, UT, A&M, right where I live here in Texas. Now the biggest new funding, whole new wings, whole new departments are Homeland Security. And so they're paying for people to go to college on full scholarships to then go man databases that watch the citizens. So they're insuring a police state by making that be the new economy.
Yeah, I saw where there was a master's degree in Homeland Security given by one of the CSUs. I got to look into that. I just saw that yesterday, and I keep thinking about it.
Oh, no, it's massive, sir. I mean, A&M in Texas are giving thousands of these, not master's degrees, but just, you know, general four-year degrees right now. And it's scary, sir. This is huge. And they got former CIA directors running these universities like A&M. I mean, this is spooky stuff. Well, I look forward to seeing you up in Chicago at the 9/11 conference. And take care, Professor.
Thanks, Alex.
Good having you on. Okay, we'll go to your calls now. I appreciate you holding. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana, then Frank, Link, and others. Go ahead, Charles.
Mr. Jones, I'm like you. I'm really upset and I'm tired. But I have three quick questions. Is it any sense for the Minutemen to be on the border anymore?
Well, they haven't passed the legislation out of the House yet, but they're saying they're going to. We've got to fight this hard. And forget calling them or emailing them. You need to physically go to their offices when they're in your area, in their local office, and tell them. Get them by the hand and say, listen to me. You know this is killing America. We have to call into all the talk radio shows and point out this is blanket total amnesty. It's admitted in the bill. And the Border Patrol down there with the National Guard, the National Guard will be down there for 3 months, and they're not even there to stop illegals. So the whole thing is a scam. We've got to ring the alarm bells now.
Oh, what I've seen the military do in New Orleans, I don't have no faith in the National Guard or any military, what I've seen what they did to these people in New Orleans. It was a sin before
you
God.
You need to support the troops and turn your guns in,
yes.
Charles.
Okay.
That's freedom.
Well, I want to ask you, it's only a matter of time before the immigrants start pushing the American people around, and they're going to burn a couple of cities down, and we're going to get martial law.
They already are, sir. They have Day Without Gringo and everything.
Yes, I respect what you're doing, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm really disgusted with this, and it's time for every one of these people to do something and a little bit more, because you trying to do it all and a few other people's trying to do it all. We could do this if everybody get off their backside and start getting out there, pushing their neighbors, getting the tapes, getting news articles, wake your neighbors up, go next door and knock on the door. We could do it.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, the Chinese proverb tells us, and that is a monumental movement. It shows how enslaved we are. In the past, when we were a free country, that's all people did on Saturday night was go to the stump or go to the bar and argue. You need to go knock on your neighbor's door and say, hey, I've got some documents and some videos here for you. You know they're about to get rid of the border. It's the American Union. Here's Lou Dobbs' own article where he says it's a world government. Here, you know who he is. And then here's a video called Martial Law explaining what we're facing.
Well, if it wasn't for a few people like you, with some people think you're not doing enough or promoting other tapes, maybe they need to start researching your tapes and start passing them out instead of telling you what to do and do what you're telling them to do. It gets me mad when these people call in like, you're not doing enough. You're doing everything human possibly.
After I go 3-4 days without enough sleep, my eyes get bloodshot, and I know normally I don't have any vessels in my eyes you can see.
I'm so tired.
And
right
when
now.
My eyes start getting bloody, I know I've been working too much. But yeah, I'm sitting here with bloody eyes right now. Literally, bloody eyes. Because, I'm not bragging, folks. That's how serious this is. I am physically sick over this. I can hardly sleep. I'm so mad. I actually love this country. They're actually getting rid of it. You understand what George Washington and the founders began is almost over. So go play your stupid fake patriotic songs about the troops in Iraq. That isn't patriotic. That's empire. Our country is dying right now. Anything else, Charles?
Well, thank you. I keep saying that, but without a few people doing it, I don't know what's wrong with the American people. I'm disgusted with them, Mr. Jones. I'm disgusted with the American people. I am really disgusted.
Well, I mean, I look like a raccoon with purple circles and bloodshot eyes. So I'm trying to finish this film, run all these conferences, do all this. And Alex, you need to do more. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
That's not an exaggeration, an overstatement. If the House passes this bill and legalizes 25 million illegals and allows the importation of unlimited skilled and unskilled, they're going to use that group to leverage the next amnesty that will be even bigger. And this country is gone. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? And the average American is still trying to figure out, well, is Bush telling the truth? Is this an amnesty or is this getting tough? Because
my conservative talk show host says are getting tough. You've been conned again, okay? Go read it. Go read it. Go find out the truth for yourself. And it's all coming down. The attack on Iran, World War III, terrorist attacks, all of it. It's all coming down. This next year is so important. We've all got to work hard right now. I have a responsibility to do what I'm doing. And believe me, you've got one too. It's going to be real bad on you folks if you don't take action. Let's go to Frank in Texas. Frank, go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, I guess.
I got an article over here. U.S., you know, we've gone through this Social Security stuff where we're so busted we can't afford to pay our own people.
But now we're going to pay Mexicans in Mexico.
Yes, yes. Social Security may head south. It's an article by Jonathan Wiseman, Washington Post, and it's pushed by the Mexican government. The Bush administration is working on Social Security Accord that would put tens of thousands of Mexicans into Social Security roster.
Yeah, they tell you tens of thousands. How about tens of millions?
That's
and,
right.
And that passed the Senate last week.
And you know how long ago this article is from? I just ran across it. It's from December 19th, 2002.
Yeah.
And Arturo Sacarhan, a top official in Mexico's foreign ministry, said that how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, he said.
Oh, their government openly gives speeches and says it is our country. It extends beyond our borders. America is ours. Take it. It is your raza's responsibility, your race's responsibility.
Well, that's why the elite want to get that big tax break. They could pay all the illegal aliens to do their gardens and watch their kids and everything else. You know.
I agree.
Somebody has to put out that bumper sticker. For those who still stand behind Bush, somebody ought to give him a kick in the pants.
I don't know what's wrong with these idiots that think Bush is a
conservative. I was just talking with somebody in a hardware store this morning, and they whisper to you when they talk back about it. You know, I mean, people better wake up. And
yeah, that's freedom. Oh, it's so free. People deep down are like, well, yeah. I'm afraid.
I don't know. This isn't the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah, America, I know people will whisper in stores to me, hey, there's cameras. Listen, I used to be in the military and intelligence. I agree, but I can't get involved. I'm afraid. You better be afraid of doing nothing in this agenda going through.
Yeah, it's scary. Well, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
A little Italy when you get over there for some good pizza.
Well, when I'm in Chicago, I'll be too busy 14 hours a day doing interviews. But
well, order a pizza from Gennaro's. They're one of the people.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Link in Florida. Link, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I on there?
Yes, you are.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, I guess. The country's dying, and
okay.
I'm not doing too well.
Yeah, okay, I know how the world is. I love everything you do, by the way. Anyways, I'll quit kissing your ass. But are you familiar with H.R. 4752?
Fill me in.
That is the draft that they're putting in right now.
Yeah, they got a bunch of bills for that.
Yeah, and I'm really worried about that because it seems like it's going through and there's getting no mainstream media about it.
Don't worry. Bush won't sign campaign finance reform. Don't worry. They won't pass the amnesty. Don't worry. Those three different bills for total draft, 18 to 49, aren't really real. It's not. It's a conspiracy. The bills are there, but only kooks talk about it.
I know. Why is this? Why are we not informed on these kind of things? We're supposed to be able to know these things.
Sir, 3 years ago, they set the draft boards back up, and the Army has put out reports saying they're going to have a draft. But you tell the general public, they go, that ain't true.
Everybody should look that up. I'm going to repeat the House resolution so they can look it up on their own on vote.gov, you know. It's 4752, okay? And another thing, you guys were talking about vote rigging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clinton Curtis, computer programmer, testified, this is on C-SPAN, he testified in Congress that Tom Feeney hired him to prepare vote rigging software. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, we have multiple head engineers at major companies going public saying it's all CIA run and it's in maybe a Ohio or Texas paper once or twice.
Yeah,
oh, it's all run by the government secretly.
Florida.
Oh, no.
He was in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I was mentioning a few other cases.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I'm trying to organize a little wake-up session here, a film festival kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show your videos. Is that fine with you?
Yeah, knock yourself out. Thanks
okay.
for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue to cover the New World Order's incineration of this country. The wolves ripping the guts out right now, and you're a little sheep thinking, oh, thank you, government, thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
By the way,
burned,
folks, there's quite a few other websites and ring of fire, servers that the ring stream the Genesis programming.
And it burned.
And that way, every once in a while, when the network streams go down because of internet problems or too many visitors, people can still find the streams. On InfoWars.com, we have it a limited number of streams, not that many, but a couple hundred, to where if the network ever goes down, we've added some that basically back it up. It comes off the satellite, and we restream it. And so we're doing that. We're also going to have some limited higher-bit streams for some of the micro FMs out there, non-commercial stations that pick us up. So that's exciting. That's at InfoWars.com. We've done that, so that we always have alternate backups. And if we need to, the network ever has a problem or the web's down for 2 or 3 days again, we can, in a few hours, pump those streams up to thousands, since that's why we set this up. So it's a limited streams, but it's there as a backup. So in the future, if there's ever a problem, that's there. I vowed a month ago to not put up with this anymore, so we've set that up for you. It's always good to have redundancy. That way, if we go down, you still got the network. See, it goes back and forth. We've got Glenn Spencer with us right now, for the listeners out there on the AM and FM dial, internet and shortwave. He has been for over a decade, longer than that, in Southern California, now in Arizona, standing up, resisting what's happening. He's one of the few people that understands this is about globalism. Finally, Lou Dobbs is covering it. But I had we sent cameras out to one of the big Minutemen deals they had, the Reckoning, up at Crawford that I couldn't go to a few weeks ago. And Glenn was the only one that said it's about a world government. Here's the documents. He and Lou Dobbs. Even our so-called anti-immigration leaders are like, we don't want to touch that. That's Well, that's the whole plan. You've got to talk about that. The CFR's open plan being implemented is the end of our borders, the end of America. And Lou Dobbs wrote another article about this today. Glenn Spencer, thank you for joining us. Make no mistake, this is the end of America. If this total amnesty passes the House, it has passed the Senate. Many traitorous Democrats and Republicans voted to do this. It is total amnesty. Glenn, first off, break down what this legislation really does, and then your strategies to defeat this.
Well, the legislation legalizes just about all the illegal aliens in the United States. They have some sham about, oh, you have to have been here 5 years, and from 2 to 5 years, you have to go back and re-enter the United States with our permission, and for less than 2 years, you go back and stay home. Well, come on. Bill King ran the last amnesty program. He's on my board of directors. He was also a chief U.S. Border Patrol agent. He tells me that the fraud will be so overwhelming, the government will be totally incapable of screening these applicants.
Well, the leader of the Republican Senate 2 years ago in 5 hours went out and got 4 fake IDs with a matricula. I mean, the leader of the Senate did that to demonstrate this. They have the immigrant anti-American groups, the advocacy and groups. They're the ones that run the amnesties.
I wrote years ago, you know, based on research, that Mexico is one of the most corrupt nations on earth, and their population, for defensive mechanisms, that they don't think twice about cheating the government. So when they came up here, it was nothing for them to go out and forge IDs. And if the Senate knows this, they're going to forge everything. Everyone will have been here 5 years in one day.
Well, it's all accepted. I mean, we know those provisions are all being stripped out. We know that we'll stop felons unless they have a hardship. We know the troops on the border to, quote, advise Border Patrol for a few months. We know that's all just surface stuff. We know the former head of the Ford Foundation has run the...
And making them wait 6 years and then get in line, you know what's going to happen. They will be here 1 year. They will then march through downtown Los Angeles, not 700,000, but probably 2 million, and once again intimidate the government, and they will give them instant amnesty. That's what's going to happen. I mean, you're talking about bringing in, let's say, 15 million people, making them stay here for 11 years before they can get citizenship. Well, you know, the president is spending American lives over in Iraq to give 20 million people the right to vote, and he wants to create a group of 20 million people who do not have the right to vote.
Well, we know that
in the midst of our country.
We know that's a smokescreen.
Of course it is.
And Glenn, we know that they selectively enforce everything, and so we know what is in this legislation. In fact, notice 2 weeks ago, Fox and others protested this legislation. They had illegal aliens outside the White House protesting it, run by the very PR firm that Bush and Fox hired. And then notice now, Fox today, Mexico hails U.S. immigration bill. It was smoke and mirrors.
Of course. I mean, he went into California and killed Proposition 187 12 years ago, right? And now he's come into the United States and is killing the Sensenbrenner bill and declaring victory. This is the conquest of Aslan. The Senate of the United States just voted to dissolve its own body.
Meanwhile, the CFR is openly announcing this is the Pan-American Union. This is the American Union. Comments on that?
Of course. And that's what it's all about. I mean, they had the Migration Policy Institute. Andreas Papandreas was on television a week and a half ago. He was on C-SPAN. And they had all the foreign ministers of all the Latin American countries sitting there. And right next to him was Doris Meissner, former head of the INS. She's the one who created this mess. And he sat there, he said, this is all about globalism. This is about regionalism. And he looked and he pointed at Doris Meissner. And he said, when she was commissioner of the Immigration Department, she did a great job. And if we had her there now, we would do a better job. What he's talking about, what you've been talking about, what I have been talking about, he says right in the open, globalism. In other words, the destruction of the United States of America.
You
and
know,
these idiots
I'm trying
the
to find,
just voted to do it.
Exactly. I'm trying to find the quote here. I got like five articles on Fox. Mexico's Fox praises U.S. Senate vote on immigration as he met with scumbag Schwarzenegger. But I'm here reading this, and I'm trying to find the quote. He said something like, this is the decade of migrants. Did you hear that quote?
Yeah. This is it. We're going to migrate. We're going to run you over. I mean, this is what they've all promised. And, you know, what I heard today, Rush Limbaugh says, it sounds like this bill was written by lawyers for the National Council of La Raza. And you'd better believe it was.
Yeah, but then he had Cheney on there last week pushing all this. I mean, I've heard Limbaugh and others. They'll say it's bad.
You know,
but then...
you know, Limbaugh was going crazy today. I will tell you that. And every talk show that I've heard of, except the extreme left wing up in New York, is now saying this is the craziest thing they've ever heard of. But they don't know why. They don't know what's really going on.
Well, that's because they've done it as confusing as possible. I mean, we know that the 6,000 troops on the border are rotated in there in 2,000 troop groups, and that all they can do is call the Border Patrol when they see an illegal. Meanwhile, Bush is calling Minutemen vigilantes. It's just all smoke and mirrors.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, I was up flying this morning. We spotted a group, turned them over to the Border Patrol helicopter. I mean, this place is wide open. They're chasing a group right now, a mile from my house. They're all over the place. And I will tell you, with short of a triple wall, you'll never stop this. Never.
Well, we can build a wall, whatever, 70-plus percent of Afghanistan in a year. And it's double barbed wire, 15 feet high. Nobody gets across it. They can build a wall over large areas of Iraq. It would be so inexpensive to go in, give it to state contractors at the local level, have the specs, and have a 20-foot wall. We could even electrify that sucker with a no-man's land in between it and put the military every mile with a four-man squad in a tower very inexpensively with 50 calibers, and the minute a Mexican trooper opens fire, kill every one of them.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, when I started on this here in this 3.5 years ago, almost 4 years ago, I thought we might be able to use technology. We developed unmanned aerial vehicles, and then we went to a full-size aircraft, and we've gotten more powerful cameras. But it's taken me some time to learn that, oh, sure, we could do it with technology. It would cost you around $10 billion. You'd have to have a
chicken
few hundred
feet.
UAVs.
Okay, four or five B-2 bombers. Listen, $10 billion is absolute chicken feed.
Well, they could build a fence for $2 billion. They know that. It could be done in 6 months, and the problem is over with. Or we could spend $5 to $10 billion a year trying to hold everything back using the soft, feel-good, welcome wagon approach that they
use. And in California alone, how many tens of billions a year do the illegals get in welfare?
Well, it's $4 billion just to educate their kids, and most of them drop out. So when Bush went down to Waco, Texas, and met with Fox
last year,
this was the plan. When he went to Baylor University, about a week ago, they had a meeting. And at that meeting, there was the plan to have the North American Union. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, and how amazing is it that Lou Dobbs is actually talking about global government right now?
Finally, you and I have been talking about it for years.
He talked about Conquest of Aslan on Tuesday.
Well, that's what it's all about. I'm getting lots of orders for our 5-year-old DVD, Conquest of Aslan. Now they're calling up. What's this all about? That's 5 years ago.
Well, I tell you, when you got people around you that speak Spanish and can hear it, that's all that's being said.
That's right.
It's perfect for an invading army because it's like they've got a code. No one can hear it. No one knows that it's going on right next to you.
That's right.
They got big billboards up, signs. It's all over the Mexican radio and TV. Ha-ha, we're taking you over. You'll be dead soon.
That's right.
What do you think of Gutierrez, the UT Chicano studies guy, now saying not only must all white males 60 and older die, I have that on tape, we must all be killed, now he's saying all whites must be killed as soon as possible.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is national suicide. It is going to end up in some kind of major civil unrest. Thousands of people are going to die just before this is all over.
And the media is going to spin it, Glenn, that it's our fault.
That's correct. You know, on the 17th of May, there was a story in the in USA Today, okay? And wasn't it interesting? The story says, tension over illegal immigration is contributing to a rise in hate groups and hate crimes across the nation, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. It says that racist groups are using the immigration debate as a rallying cry. Now, this is in USA Today. And it says one of those groups is American Border Patrol. Its efforts have included rounding up illegal immigrants and turning them over to law enforcement. The Southern Poverty Law Center has accused ABP of abusing and illegally detaining immigrants. And the center lists ABP as a hate group. All lies. Lies to discredit us because we turned in a report on the Border Patrol to the U.S. Congress and senators, and they began to look at it.
Yeah, you've spoken in closed session to Congress. Now I want to stop right there because you came up in life in the Indian Affairs, helping Native Americans. You guys have got Jewish, Black, Hispanic members. It's ridiculous. The head of the Minutemen, you know, of course, is Al Garza. They call. I mean, this type of stuff is insane. But I want to add an important point to everything you just stated here. The AP was the only mainstream news outlet, to be honest. It was on Spanish TV, and my wife, again, speaks fluent Spanish. We were watching it. She lived in Spain, I don't know, 5-6 years. But the point is that on Mexican TV, it was the day without gringos. Go home, gringos. AP had the headline, a day without gringos on May Day. Now, in the national news, it was a day without immigrants. That'd be like if I had a group called the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, I had a rally with guys in white hoods, and the media called it a day of love and caring. I mean, they lie even about the official names, Glenn.
Well, this was absolutely libelous. There is not an ounce of truth in this, but what they did, because the Senate was debating this, and I had a DVD that people told me senators were looking at it. And in there, I exposed a guy by the name of Robert Bach, who ran the INS essentially under Meister. He was a former Ford Foundation guy. Well, I nailed him in this video. Somebody called me. They dropped the dime, and they said, did you know that Robert Bach is now working with the Southern Poverty Law Center? So what happened was they had to discredit me and our work, so they go in USA Today.
Hey, you know what, Glenn? I mean, obviously, they can beat the rap. They can't beat the ride. The ADL's lost a couple suits for this. Why don't you sue Southern Poverty?
Well, I've got some leads. I'm under
advice. You know what?
Counsel.
Just file on them. File on them in Arizona. Make them come there. Sue them back. Sue those pieces of filth.
I've had lawyers tell me this is clear libel. You have never done any of these things. We've never detained anybody.
Sue them.
We've never abused
I'll raise
anybody.
Money for you, brother. Sue them.
Well, I've sent a letter demanding a retraction. I've sent a letter to the head of the USA Today.
Yeah, but they'll retract it on their website, not in USA Today.
Well, no, it's got to be in the paper.
I forced a bunch of big retractions in major papers on myself because I just say, this is a lie, I'm going to sue you, and they retract it. But Scriptshower News Service and others.
Well, but this is their technique. They slander people. They lie. These people are ruthless. People have to understand that.
Now,
stop at nothing.
Now, I know a lot of people probably tuned into me just now and think, you know what, Don Corin running child kidnapping rings. I have Chicago Tribune, folks, where they say, Gutierrez at UT didn't say kill all whites. He gave it in a speech 3 weeks ago, folks. You think I just say all this over and over again?
Right.
You don't get, this is true. This is going on. I know you can't believe it. I can't believe it. Glenn, I mean, it's nuts. We're racist because we don't like people saying that we all must die. They're saying my whole family has to die, and I'm bad because I'm against it.
That's correct. I had a reporter from the Long Beach Press-Telegram call me up, wanted to interview me. And she said, why are you saying all those hateful things about Armando Navarro? And I said, that's a good way to start an interview. Accuse me of being a hate monger. I said, this interview is over. I mean, when did you stop beating your wife, right? This is crazy. The LA Times called me and I said, forget, I won't even give you, I said, I won't talk to you. So they'll take everything I say and twist it and use it against me.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How long do you think till the illegals burn every city?
Well, I think that, no, that the way it's going, the way it's going, they're going to own every city. They don't want to burn it down. It's theirs. If the House of Representatives caves on this, the United States is, unless the people rise up, unless the citizenry of themselves take it upon themselves to take their country back and have the courage to do it, and this is Memorial Day, and be willing to put their lives on the line, then we'll lose.
You're doing that right now on the Texas border. I mean, the Arizona border. I want to come right back, take a few calls from Jay, Michael, Chuck, Garrett. We'll see who we can get in real quick. Glenn Spencer, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No amnesty for any of these people. We need thousands of arrests a day to even put a dent in this. Not one time this, one time that. It's all stunts. Glenn Spencer, I want to jam a few final calls in here. The website's AmericanBoardPatrol.com. Just type Glenn Spencer into Google. You'll get it. One of the best sites, the best sites out there on this. One of the greatest fighters out there on this. A good American standing up for this country. We're over in Iraq right now, but we're not here in our own country when it's under attack. And our Congress is selling us out. How do we beat this in the House? How do we defeat this?
Well, you know, I believe we have to let the Republican Party know that if the House of Representatives passes this amnesty, then we will work, every one of us will work to defeat every Republican, okay, everyone. Because if the amnesty passes, we've lost it. And we have to throw every Republican out, and then we have to start a third party, and then we have to elect our own people, and then go back and change this law. But I cannot believe that the Republican Party, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, would agree to this. Now, tremendous pressure is going to be put on them by the White House. They are going to be threatened. They are going to be promised billions of dollars for their districts. Every trick in the book will be used. What we have to do is mobilize the American people. And with your help, we can do it.
So, but the good news is you did hear Limbaugh going crazy.
Oh, absolutely. He didn't hold anything back. He was going crazy.
Did he attack Bush?
He didn't go after Bush.
Oh, come on.
He called them the Blue Blood Country Club Republicans. And that's who he was going after. He wouldn't mention Bush, but it's his fault.
Let's go. If Rush Limbaugh did the right thing, we defeat this. He won't. Jay in Denver, you're on the air. Quickly, go ahead, Jay.
How you doing? I was just I usually don't call in anymore, but I was calling to thank Charles in Louisiana for every time he calls, I get goosebumps on my neck, hoping he's waking up some more people to actually get off their butts. Yes, he sure is. And I work in a restaurant business. I'm a chef and assistant chef, and I work with a bunch of Mexican guys and Guatemalans, and some have papers and some have papers from people they've never met. And that's how they work their way in here. It's just papers and no one wants to check. The owners pay them $7 an hour. They pay me $15 at least. They pay them $7 an hour and work the heck out of them. And they brag about it. I have contemplated calling INS on my restaurant in Denver, Lansdowne Arms, and every other restaurant in Denver because they're all doing it. Because the dishwashers in every restaurant in every place out Southwest, I can guarantee you, are illegal immigrants from wherever they're from. I don't care if they're Mexicans or Hispanics or not.
And these people that are, I appreciate your call, I'm sorry we're out of time. The people that are doing this are killing this country. Nothing even against these foreigners. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Last caller, sorry to Chuck and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, I'm madder than heck, and I wanted to say to your guest, kudos to you. Alex, we need to be like the Hispanic people. You got the power on the radio, Alex. We need to organize millions of people across this country to stand up like they did on May Day and in March, and march millions of American people who want to stand up against our government. Alex, this is what we need to do to make a statement. I mean, you could mail out all the films you want, and I have all your films, and they're great. But we need to now take action. We need to stand up and march. I want to know what you say about that.
Well, I agree. It needs to be black Americans, Hispanic, white Americans together. I mean, we have 90% in major polls. We are the majority. It is the Constitution. It's these elites. Glenn Spencer, I salute you. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless. I'm sorry to all the other callers. It's just, what a wild week. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and get all my videos. That is having a big effect. We are having an effect. People are very open now to the truth. Push harder than you ever had before. And please come to our big 9/11 conference we're having in L.A., 24th and 25th. Get your tickets now before they're all gone. Ray McGovern and many others will be there. And surprise guest. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. The people are mad. They're ready to listen.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.